the 2020 it is.
It is 2020.
I know, already. CUNA GAC here in Washington, D.C. And look who's in the studio lounge, Mr. Steve Hewins from CU Members Mortgage. Steve, how are you, sir?
I'm great. You know, it's been a great time at the conference so far.
Yeah.
I think CUNA does a great job.
Oh, yeah.
And I would say this year has been really interesting. There's a lot of new presenters, a lot of new exhibitors mm-hmm. in the expo hall.
Mm-hmm.
And definitely on the floor, we're seeing a lot more decision makers.
Oh, good.
Which has been really, really good.
Heck yeah.
And the energy is a lot different. I don't know what
really?
It is.
Huh.
I don't know if it's an election year or
well,
what the plan. I don't know if it is the election year or just
up,
in general.
Yeah.
Or mm-hmm. people are just excited to get up here, hike the hill, and tell
sure.
you know, their legislators what they want.
I think a lot of both, probably.
I agree.
Indeed. All right. So anything stand out for you so far from this conference? Any highlights or anything like that?
No. And I missed Nikki Haley. That was the one
thing I wanted to see that one, too.
And I missed it. So I'm going to... Oh, well.
Catch the cliff notes or something like that.
Exactly.
Later. Or the recording. Yes. All right. So we're talking affordable lending here.
We are.
And this is a very hot topic in our industry as well. And you guys are addressing it. So
we are.
We first discussed manufactured housing, which kind of rolls into the whole affordable lending process here last fall with Keith Kazmaier.
With Keith Kazmaier.
And we were at the Q's, I think it was the CEO or, yeah, the Executive CEO Team Network Conference in Florida.
Yeah.
And we talked about that. Yeah.
We opened up manufactured housing back in fall, and it was important to us. We knew it was a critical part of affordable lending, especially when you look at the inventory issues that folks are having, especially in rural areas,
mm-hmm.
not a lot of homes opening up, and it's a cost-effective way for people to get into housing.
Mm-hmm.
And
no doubt.
In the quality of those, there's a lot different. It's not kind of the manufactured housing your grandparents were in. You know,
yeah,
the quality
yeah.
of the homes is so much more improved. The options that people have, it's just been a great
mm-hmm.
experience
mm-hmm.
for us. Other than that, there's not really anything new about manufactured housing, just like the improvement of quality and the fact that we're offering it and it opens up to a wider group of people. There are some houses like on the West Coast where we heard they're doing manufactured housing instead of going wider, they're going up. So, you know, kind of instead of being like double wide, it's like double tall.
Like a brownstone type of thing?
Yeah,
or
like two units and then one unit on top, bringing a second floor into it.
Yeah, yeah.
And so it's been very interesting to see that kind of growth.
Mm-hmm.
But really, I think the big thing is the improvement of the quality of the homes mm-hmm. that people are getting into.
And they're affordable.
And they're affordable.
Great, get into a starter home. Get into the home and then you can move on up type of thing.
Absolutely.
So, exactly. So, I mean, so what's the, you just talked about the latest.
Yep.
So let's see here. So CU Members Mortgage recently announced that it is the first lender to offer Freddie Mac's Borrow Smart.
We're the first lender to offer it to credit unions.
Oh, to credit unions.
Yeah,
okay.
There's a few other lenders that they're Freddie Mac partners, and we're very excited to be a Freddie Mac partner, and that they knew that we had the ability to get this out to credit unions.
Okay.
Borrow Smart is an assistance program that they have for either down payment assistance or closing
mm-hmm.
costs,
mm-hmm.
and you can qualify for two ways. Number one, you can be geographically in the right census tract,
mm-hmm.
typically a persistent area of poverty is one of those, but then they also have an income ability to qualify for the assistance, which is if you are at either below 50% of the AMI or average median income or 80% below the average median income, you can earn up to $1,500 of assistance that you can apply any way you would like.
Wow.
Now, there is education required, so there as affordable housing product, we do want to provide education to put people in sustainable housing,
mm-hmm.
And then they go through that class. They'll qualify and they'll go through the class through a partner that Freddie has identified. And then really it can be combined with any other. So if they have a state bond program or a local housing authority that they're using, this can be layered on top of that assistance
mm-hmm,
as well.
Mm-hmm.
So this isn't the only assistance tied to the loan. And then the product is really also connected to their existing Home Possible and Home One products.
Gotcha,
so
gotcha.
It's exciting. We're really excited. We just did the press release on the 17th
mm-hmm.
And we've trained our staff and now our sales team is getting out connecting to credit unions on that. So we're really excited.
Yeah, what are your goals with Borrow Smart? What do you guys want to achieve?
You know, there's four really. Number one, qualify more people, get
mm-hmm.
more people into housing. Number two, get more education out there because financial education continues to be a struggle for people.
Oh yeah.
And the fact that you know in this affordable product that you or in this product you're giving people the opportunity to sustain that home ownership with a good understanding and you know of anything they didn't know
mm-hmm.
prior to it.
Mm-hmm.
The other is there's a streamlined process. It's very easy to get people in there. So getting that money in an easy, efficient way.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, providing high, you know, opportunities for high needs customers,
yep.
which is critical.
Indeed, no doubt, no doubt. Yeah. So what's on the horizon in affordable housing solutions that CU Members Mortgage hasn't officially announced yet?
We haven't. Well, first of all, we're just coming out with our, we just gave the dates for our lending conference in August, and there we're going to have, actually one of our key speakers is going to speak about affordable housing, okay. how to be successful, and she really has a great passion for it, and I think it'll be really, people attending that conference are going to learn a lot about it. It's really good.
Yeah, I like your conference, by the way. I've been to it a couple of times. Well, yeah.
Well, you're coming, so it's going to be good. I'm excited.
I know, but I've been there in the past to cover and stuff. I really enjoy it. You guys have some good content there.
Yeah, it's all about content there.
Yeah.
And then also, we're continuing to look for affordable... We're looking for affordable options and flexibility. You know, the ability for products to meet needs of either like flexible, like sweat equity, mm-hmm. looking at multicultural ideas and situations that happen with multi-generational lending and how that impacts mm-hmm. beyond going into additional languages. So there's a lot of opportunity in affordable lending, especially when you look at the diversity of America and the diversity of what the products need to be, because not every product aligns perfectly mm-hmm. for that type of diversity.
Right.
And then the other is, continue to get education out there, not just the really the mediums that we're delivering it, whether it's video, whether it's online home buying seminars, mm-hmm. just looking at how we've approached affordable lending and getting people and new home buyers educated and positioning the new entrants into the markets mm-hmm. for success.
Mm-hmm.
So,
all right, I'm going to ask you probably the most obvious question I've asked all day long,
okay.
but I want to get your take on it. So
okay.
why is affordable lending, affordable housing so important to credit today? Can we get your take?
We and my management team have a lot of passion around this and getting people into homes. And affordable lending is really what we believe to be the cornerstone or a centerpiece of the credit union movement. Mm-hmm. You know, getting people of modest means in the financial security, the safety of home ownership, the dream of home ownership, and putting them in a better position than they are today.
Mm-hmm.
People helping people, and it's a fundamental of what the credit unions do. And we have a lot of credit unions that we partner with that target the underserved and people at risk. And so it's rewarding that we can deliver to them a product that really meets their membership mm-hmm. base and what their field of membership is.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, I think it only enhances the value of the credit union for that particular member.
Absolutely.
And it creates this long-term relationship with them when they move up and get their life milestones, so to speak.
Yeah, I mean, wealth building and wealth creation, mm-hmm. more home ownership is the center of that.
You got that
and,
right.
We need to help our credit union partners.
Indeed, great message to end on. Steve,
yes,
thank you so
good.
Much, man.
Thank
well
you,
done.
Appreciate it. Thank
Keep
you.
Keep up the good work at the CU Members Mortgage, and we'll see you in August.
Sounds good, August.
All right.